TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Welcome. No! I just heard a child or a dog. I don't know.
I'm not sure either, but it was James.
It sounded like he was saying no. Like, welcome. No!
Yeah, he said boo, actually. He was scaring us all.
I thought it was like, the kind of like a bark. who are you?
Hang on.
No. you're tired. That's what you are.
Yeah.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week, I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
Tim likes to Zoom with his cousins, and I got on because they asked me to say hello, and one of his cousins is like, your voice is so soothing. I'm like, yeah. So I get my seventh graders to do their homework with my soothing voice.
These superpower people that can make your head explode.
Yep.
Like when I was younger, that just blew my mind. I'm like, oh, they just punch each other in spots and their heads explode? That sounds amazing.
Yep.
Sign me up. I mean, yeah, especially if people are talking through fabric.
Yep. Exactly. It's like everybody's Spider-Man.
Except they can't stick to walls and there's no web shooting.
Yeah.
But it's pretty close.
I mean, you pick the most unimportant parts of Spider-Man.
What?
I hope that kid grows up and stabs his father. And I don't mean that in the literal sense. I just mean that in the figurative sense.
He just fucks him over somehow.
Yeah, I just hope he crushes him emotionally. How about that? And when you hear this sound,
dream, 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 dream,
that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Welcome.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I am Noah, the A in TanCast. This may be the most action movie-like that this podcast has ever been. My browser's telling me I don't have a limit of space, and it's counting down until I use it up. So I'm running against the clock. We got to defuse this comedy bomb.
Every episode of ours is a comedy bomb.
Truth.
Yeah, did you, I remember Tim saying, his wife had a story.
Oh, you want me to go get her now?
Whatever you want to do it.
Let me see if she's free. Hold, please.
So, Andy, I've been watching, Legend of Korra, which is a sequel to Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't enjoy it as much as Avatar, but it's also a different show. It almost feels like a Batman show. Like, it's got the same look, it's got the same kind of, like, plot. Kind of like, I mean, I wouldn't say Batman, but just kind of like a general, I think Batman because the look kind of makes me think of that, but like just like different little adventures with a somewhat overarching story, which is not necessarily new, but like it's what I think of when I think of like those superhero movies and they all have powers. And Avatar was a little different. Like, yeah, I liked it a little better, but definitely worth a watch. It was much more better. It was much better than I thought it would be. Like when I first started, I'm like, oh, this is very kid-like. And then I was like, I got into it. I'm like, oh no, this is deep.
I'm listening, Noah. I don't know if anyone else is. I was like, I heard everything you said, but I actually don't know what you were watching.
Avatar.
Oh, okay.
The Last Airbender. Not second to last, not third, B1. But that was it. I was just vamping until you got back.
Avatar, the penultimate airbender.
Well, good morning, boys. How are you?
Good morning.
We're well.
One of our listeners likes your voice a lot.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know if Tim told you that.
He had me listen to it.
Oh. Okay.
And Tim likes to Zoom with his cousins. And I got on because they asked me to say hello. And one of his cousins is like, your voice is so soothing. It's like, yeah. So I get my seventh graders to do their homework with my soothing voice.
You should do one of those.
Oh, yeah.
You can have like a side gig doing this, the ASMR videos.
I'm just thinking like she should jump straight to NPR, but NPR, ASMR, whatever.
Yeah, I feel like NPR doesn't. They're like, ah, oh, thanks, but no thanks, Danelle.
You're listening to Fresh Air with Danelle.
Oh, man. I mean, we're going top of the line there.
Yeah, I mean, she's got to retire sometime. Gross
territory.
She's not going to live forever. And I feel like you're way younger than her.
No, you shut your whore mouth.
Do you like Terry Gross?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, she's 69.
Yeah. She's itty bitty, though. Have you seen a picture of her?
Yes.
A woman I work with, she's like, I love Terry Gross. She's like, and I just naturally assumed that she was gay. And she was like, and then on one of her episodes, she mentions her husband. She's like, it totally changed my world.
How tall is Obama?
How old is Obama?
Tall. I see a picture of her standing next to Obama, and I'm like, yeah, she does look pretty tiny.
I don't know how tall Obama is. And he's the picture 6'2". I saw of her, she was with W. Kamau Bell, and he's probably not a small guy. Yeah. But she was like, weak. So I'm sorry to have crashed your hangout, guys. But I had a dream the other night, and I was like, oh, Tim, I got to tell you about my dream. And then he was like, we should share this with the boys.
No. You said, have you told the boys about my dream yet? I was like, oh, no. You're like, you should tell them. I should tell them. And now we're here.
She's like, you should tell them. I should tell them.
Exactly.
That's true. But the problem is that the minute I woke up from the dream, I told Tim. And now I'm like, some of the details are fuzzy. And Tim, and I was like, I don't want to be lame. And Tim's like, it'll be fine. Don't
worry about it. Lame is our bread and butter on the show.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to fact check you.
Danelle, you are aware I'm on every week, right?
The other night I was on a Zoom with, I see now I'm getting distracted. I was on a Zoom with my high school friends. And I was bagging on Rachel, which is my thing, okay? And Tim's like, damn, you're mean to Rachel. I'm like, hey, you stay out of this. You shit on Andy, I shit on Rachel. You do you.
We all need someone to shit on. Someone shits on us, and we shit on somebody else. That's how life works.
Somebody to shit on, shit on me.
You just might have a bowel movement that you need to pass. We all need somebody to pass.
You know who's not laughing? Andy.
Andy and Rachel. Yeah. Andy and Rachel sitting over here like, okay, I just... and maybe burn the whole building down.
Okay, so my dream. We were all hanging out. Yes, we're all hanging out. Noah, you had a lady friend, but she has no face. Like, I don't remember
right,
her.
She's not a real person. She's just a stand-in.
Yeah, right? But you were smiling, so it seemed fine, right? And so
we were probably having the sex at some point.
Probably not in my dream. Thank you. That's your dreams.
Before I got there.
Stay out of my PG dream. But in my dream, I am married to Andy. And
what?
Andy is 145 pounds. I mean, he is willowy and tiny. And I was like, oh... you're my husband? And you're like, yeah, remember? And Andy, in this dream, you are so nice to me. And I'm having a problem. I'm like, something's different. Something's not right. And you're like, no, baby, it's all good.
Was Dreamy being super nice or was Dreamy gaslighting you?
I mean, and like... you snuggled up next to me and you whispered in my ear and I was like, okay, yeah, okay.
This is a thing.
Your voice seems and to I be causing me intestinal distress. Why? No,
I mean,
why marry you?
It was, and this is where it gets all weird. Like, it was pleasant. And I was like, yeah, but like, this is weird. Like, and then I saw Tim with Caitlin and I was like, huh, that's that. Okay. But everybody was copacetic, but I just felt like something was off. And I woke up and I was like, who am I married to? What happened? So apparently I'm dreaming about you, Andy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys wife swapped?
Apparently. Yeah. I don't know how happy Caitlin is in this dream, but she was not my focal point, so I couldn't tell you.
You're mostly trying to figure out, like, why did I go for the long-winded pasty dude?
Well.
And where's the other half of him?
But I do keep remember thinking, gosh, you're skinny. Gosh.
Gosh. What's going on?
Kind of. It was just all very, oh.
So there, all right. There was a point in my life where I would have qualified as, maybe not reedy, but I was definitely skinny. But it was like as I hit the 6 foot mark, like I went sideways before I went vertically, and it was like all the sides got sucked in to make the height, and then the sides were like, no, we're cold now, and I filled back in pretty quickly. So I don't think there was a single point in my life where I was 6'2" and 145 pounds.
6'2". You're 6'2"?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do I seem taller or shorter to you?
No. I mean, I knew you were probably 6 foot, I guess. But 6'2", I don't know why. That extra 2 inches, I'm like, you're massive!
Well,
probably
I mean,
because I hang out with 5'7". Come on, yeah. Hurry before he comes back.
Yeah, and you got to realize that like a good 20 to 30% of the height is just head.
Let me leave the room before you
get it. Definitely lowers the shoulders a bit once you realize that. You're like, oh, okay, yeah, okay, I see it now.
Yeah, I'm 6 feet. Yeah, you're taller than me.
Sorry, Tim walked away, and then he was like, oh, I like how you wait until I leave the room to diss me.
We'll diss him some more when he comes back.
Yeah, right? So, anyway, that was my dream. Thank you for letting me share. I appreciate it.
Of course.
That is so weird.
It was weird. Yes. So, well, I don't know what else to say. And now my husband's gone. So do I leave you two to your antics or do I stay till he comes back?
I don't know how this works.
Is Tim off mic?
Yes. Completely out of the room. Gone.
Okay. So I have a dream. I guess when she heard, you know, I'll tell you the dream because Tim's heard this story.
Okay, I'm ready.
So the other day, I have a sex dream, and in my dream, I'm about to get business done. And
did she have
you know,
a face?
The lady, yeah, she's actually someone I know.
Okay.
She's actually someone I used to date.
Huh?
And she asked me, "Have you had your test?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, I have my STD test." She's like, "No, your COVID test." I was like, "Oh, like this is in my dreams now," and I'm like, "No, I haven't." So we just had sex. We just didn't kiss.
Okay.
And then Andy, I said this to Andy, and his reply was, "You got the Rona, you aren't going to Bona."
And Noah asked how long I'd been sitting on that. Like I couldn't just come up with it off the top of my head.
I mean, that was just, it was very quick. It was very quick.
Gosh, I mean, okay. Okay. So, so just business, no intimacy is what I'm going to call it.
Mm. Yes. I mean, no, I mean, we were intimate, but no kissing.
So no kissing anything.
Well, the dream wasn't like that detailed.
Yeah. You're like, have you ever had? Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
It was just like, we got the business. I don't remember what happened after that. It was just like, that's the part I remember.
So would we call this business casual? I don't know what to.
Gosh. Cause for Tim, that would never happen. One, the Rona, but two, like he's never rounding the bases without kissing. That's just not going to happen for him. Hey, you're back.
I mean, I can't say I ever have as well, but it was also a dream.
Okay, well, Tim's going to hop back on. What do you want here? Why don't you sit here?
Okay. I just put the...
See, I know that Tim won't run the bases without kissing because reasons.
Because you run the bases with him.
Well, it's good that it's infiltrating your dreams because, I mean, really, it's infiltrating the rest of your life, Noah. So how could it not?
But I'm like, I can't even have my dreams
and let's
anymore.
Let's not pretend it hasn't put a damper on the sex life. Or maybe
well,
it hasn't.
My dreams.
I don't know. I didn't mean it like that. I don't.
In real life, it has.
Just get up.
Okay, I have to go. Tim says I have to go. Bye.
No.
Thank God.
Tim, go. Danelle, stay.
You're
oh, but Tim edits.
I don't. But like, you never want to talk about sex. Now you want to talk about it on the podcast?
Now everybody knows. The entire world, Danelle.
Yeah, also I'm listening.
Close the door. welcome to the first and last time my wife appears on Tankcast.
Wait, what does everyone know that you...
What?
Wait, was she talking about kissing lips?
Yeah.
Was she?
Yeah.
Okay. But that's what people know?
But was she?
No. She just never likes to talk about our sex life at all. So I'm like, you, and so you, this is how you're going to jump into it?
I mean, to me,
when we're alone in a room, she doesn't like talking about it. Like, that's how uncomfortable she gets. Hey, I'm like, I know. I'm there for every bit of it. You don't have to worry about me spilling the beans.
Remember that time we had sex? Don't talk about it.
That's why she should replace Terry Gross, because like once she's in radio mode, she's ready to go.
She reveal all. This one time, me and Tim were at a party. I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think I've. I mean, maybe in my younger days, like I've had sex with someone without kissing, but I can't imagine. That would be weird.
Yeah. No, kissing is extra.
Only save it for the special ones. But yeah, I was just telling her about my sex dream, Tim.
Oh, and how was it? Was it great?
I mean, it's fine. I told you about it. I didn't text you about it.
Right. I mean, not for nothing. You guys text me about a lot of things. I can't be reading all of them.
She asked about it if I had my COVID test.
Ah.
And Andy replied, which I'm sure you don't remember. Which I'm surprised you don't remember. If you got the Rona, you aren't going to Bona.
Okay, I do remember that.
Uh-oh. He's got a cough. Kill him. Burn the body.
Just to be safe.
Yep.
So I don't know if we already launched into this, but how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good
time? I probably shouldn't waste time with these jingles while Noah's timer is counting down. Maybe I'll just add the jingles later.
We're only at 67 megabytes, so we seem okay. And we're like, what, 17 minutes in? So I think we're all right.
You just never know.
Okay.
My week was good. So I don't know if I think I mentioned this before. One of my roommate's girlfriends has been sheltering with us, and she's now come the time where she's going to like go back to her place and actually move into a different place because, you know, her living situation is not ideal for like this time. But like, I'm like, oh yeah, like I'm going to miss her. Like it's been interesting to have like another person here. And yeah, now she's going to go back. I'm like, oh, it's been enjoyable. And I did not realize that Danelle was on a different track.
Now you know.
Now I just looked up and I'm like, oh, there's another track.
Well, I just hopped on for another track so in case I needed to do commentary during the dream. But then James is like, I need an adult out here. So I ditched out.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, my week's been good. I binged Avatar, The Last Airbender. It was good. I was talking a little bit about why you were getting Danelle with Andy. Yeah, I recommend it. I mean, I don't know what it's appropriate for kids-wise. Like, it's obviously kids' shows on Nickelodeon, but there is, like, you know, there's war and there's violence. I mean, it's no blood. I don't think there's any blood, but, yeah. I don't know what they rate it for. But it's a surprisingly deep, like, at times touching show. Funny. Very funny. I recommend it. Which many other people have before me, so. But I'm jumping on the bandwagon now.
All right. I used to watch, I wouldn't say like a ton of anime. It was like I watched all the stuff that was like highly regarded in general. And then some other stuff where I was like, yeah, some of this stuff just isn't for me.
Would you remember anything that wasn't for you?
God, what was it?
I mean, it's okay if you don't. I was just curious.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, but it was.
Was it anime or just are you using it as a catch-all for animation?
No, it was definitely anime.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, well, you know what? Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, yeah. Never got – I mean, like my – Kevin, which we all – you know Kevin, right, Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He liked it, and I would watch his house sometimes, and just the – you go for a whole episode, and they'd just be preparing to fight. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't even get to the fight. They're just, like, preparing for, like, a half hour or 20 minutes to mm-hmm. fight. I'm like, is this the show? Like, when did they fight? But yeah, it was very popular. But yeah, it wasn't my jam either.
Yeah.
He's at 10,000.
And the,
Dragon Ball Z.
Sorry, go ahead.
One Punch Man was really good.
I've heard a lot of people say that. So I've considered giving that one a shot.
It's very funny and like satisfying and like kind of meta. Like they kind of poke fun at like, there's like this one guy who's always giving like his long backstory when he ever meets people. He's like, I don't need to hear that. Like, it's okay. Anyhow.
Yeah, so like the deconstruction stuff, like I could enjoy that. I enjoyed Akira back in the day.
Oh, yeah. It's a classic.
Vampire Hunter D mm-hmm. was interesting. The original Fist of the North Star I thought was good, but then there was like, I don't remember if it was a follow-up series or if it was like a sequel or something like that, but it was like shit fell off quickly. I remember there being like more than just the one thing to Fist of the North Star, and like the quality seemed to drop rapidly.
I obviously knew about like superheroes, but I think that was so interesting to me, like especially like Fist of the North Star was just like these superpowered people that can make your head explode.
Yeah.
Like when I was younger, that just blew my mind. I'm like, oh, they just punch each other in spots and their heads explode. That sounds amazing.
Yep.
Sign me up.
And like the one guy who like got quick surgery or whatever, so they just like bolted plates into his head to hold his head together. But it's like
yes.
in a constant state of trying to explode. I'm like, this is crazy. What's going on? There was another one that was kind of like that, but I think maybe kind of like how people have described One Punch Man to me. It's called Trigun. So it's a dude who like there was a lot of tropes where he's just sort of like it's like an old westy kind of town, which is seems to be often used. But like he doesn't know his own backstory. Like he's got amnesia, but mm-hmm, like people yeah. keep trying to like fight him and he doesn't understand why. And he like at some point he discovers that like one of his entire arms can just become a gun and yeah. like fully wreck shit. Like blow chunks off the moon, wreck shit level.
I enjoyed that. I think I enjoy anime less that has that kind of like silly element where like my eyes are going to get big and like,
yeah,
I mean, I definitely enjoyed Trigun, but yeah, I definitely had that kind of like, it would kind of toe the line between like being serious and then also like being like, oh, I'm going to be goofy. My eyes are going to get big and I'm going to get misshapen. And like, I'm like,
yeah,
which is why I love Cowboy Bebop. Because it's very much like, it was funny, but also just, I don't know what the term is for when they do that cutesy thing, but it didn't have any of that. It just, the characters looked how they looked.
I know that making the characterized super huge is called kawaii, which just means cute. But I don't know, like, when they do the huge eyes, I don't know what that is.
But yeah, Trigun was an enjoyable show. And I mean, also, you know, I love superpowered people, and he was one.
Yeah. But sort of like didn't understand why he was or like why people had problems with him or anything. It was sort of funny just watching this ass kicker name taker just sort of like plod through his life without understanding what was going on.
I mean, One Punch Man is kind of the same way. Like he knows he's powerful, but it's just like he's also kind of adult in some ways. Yeah, it's good.
I'm gonna give that a shot. I got so much other shit to watch though.
Me too, brother. I'm going to watch Lock and Key. Oh, I mean, Lock and Key I want to watch. I want to watch Maniac. There's also
Lock and Key is good.
Umbrella Academy starting.
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to that. There's a second season of The Boys. It's like 2 months away, I think. September. Yeah.
Hamilton's going to be on Disney Plus, which I'm going to watch. Both of you guys may be interested in this. to pull Tim in a little bit.
What? Am I still on the show?
There's a new Charlize Theron movie coming out on Netflix called Old Guard. Have you seen the trailer for it?
I have not.
It looks intriguing. I don't know exactly what's going on, but they're like this kind of like elite fighting force that seem to be immortal.
Interesting.
I will send you a link. I watched the trailer and I was like, yes. I mean, also, I enjoy Charlize Theron.
Yeah, she is supremely talented, so.
And, maybe younger me felt this way, but, like, definitely, like, I like seeing women kick ass. I'm like, yeah, sure. I mean, I just like, you know, I mean, I'm going to say, I just like people, I just like to see badass people kick ass. It doesn't really matter the gender. I'm just like, how they identify. I'm just like, I just want to see someone kick some ass. That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah, an Atomic Blonde and Mad Max Fury Road. She yes. definitely kicked ass in both of those. I've
seen neither.
Atomic Blonde was not as good as I wanted it to be. Mad Max Fury Road was definitely as good as I wanted it to be.
See, and I heard like mixed reviews of Atomic Blonde before I went in, and then I was like, oh yeah, like this is way better than I thought. I like, and the fight scenes are not like action movie fight scenes. The fight scenes are like people fighting.
I think what I felt misled about is like the trailer made it seem like nonstop action, and there is action, but is like a lot of like not action.
Yeah, yeah. When the action happens, it's like people get damaged, so like it slows them down after that. It's not just like they shrug it off and go on to the next fight kind of thing. So yeah, I think it's much more of like Cold War thriller.
Yeah. With some action thrown in.
Yes.
And yeah. What's his name's character is pretty good in that.
McAvoy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was he's good. He made – oh, my God. I think my cat's in the fucking vents.
Come back to the coast. We'll get together. Have a few laughs.
Yeah. you guys talk amongst yourselves.
How was your week, Tim?
Not bad. We have extra kids during the week now because my wife's cousin had to go back to work, and she has a – how old is this baby?
Oh, a baby?
Yeah, like 6 months maybe.
Oh, that is early.
And a two-year-old. And first we were just watching the two-year-old. Now we're watching both of them. And when I say we, I mean she, because this all happens during my work day.
Oh, that's that is unfortunate. That is like double your kids for the price of, sorry. I don't know. I have way more work now. I didn't sign up for this. I mean, I did, but.
Yeah, technically Danelle did sign up for it.
Yeah.
The good thing is the Michael and James kind of entertain the two-year-old and vice versa. So it's like they're just happy to have somebody new to.
Is it how's Danelle with the 6 month? Is it like bringing like anything out in her of like, ooh.
Not in terms of I want one.
Okay.
Just I think it sort of just scratches that itch for long enough, and then she gets to give it back. It is a cute little baby. Hello, little cute baby.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, I remember. Oh, I think I talked about this before. Like when at my work, it happens less now because we have a much bigger building. But like we had a smaller building, and I would be in my office. I would hear like ladies cooing. It happened a couple times, and I would look out, and like someone had brought their baby. And like, I mean, I like children, but yeah, typically men do not get that same type of like thing that ladies do when someone brings a baby by. And they're just like, oh, let's all look at it and make noises.
Well, they've also said that like, men have a harder time like relating to babies until they get interactive.
Mm. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I mean, like, I think babies are cute.
And like, yeah, but you need to download the user interface before I can deal with it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to work this thing. I can't interact with it. Do I swipe? Do I tap?
Do I double click?
Yeah. Uh-oh. I double clicked on the top, and it seems to have powered off for a minute.
Where's the control center?
Caitlin
used to disturb.
She used to legitimately get mad at me for calling babies, especially Drew, but all babies, before they get to the point where like they can react and interact, where I just refer to them as larvae. Like I didn't realize. I thought it was just like a thing that we were doing, like a bit where it's like I would call him a larva and she'd be like, "Oh, stop it." But later, turns out she really did not appreciate that.
Yeah, people don't like when you dehumanize babies. It's weird.
I mean, I refer to him as a larval human, but I mean,
oh, well, that's 100% classy.
Yeah, in terms of interactivity, like it's about where they rank.
I mean, yeah, it's not. I mean, we say there's not a lot going on, but there actually is a lot going on. Mm-hmm. It's just. You're just not, there's no way to communicate it yet.
Yeah, there's like, I mean, one of you nailed it on the head. The user interface is still wiring up. Like the connection between the senses and the like desire centers or whatever. Yeah, that's all. It's almost like humans, because of how complex our brains are, like we're born where we should still be in the womb. Like we're born not ready to be outside yet, but we're also at the point where it's like, well, if that head gets any fucking bigger, it's not coming out. Like we already made the head like squishy like Play-Doh, but you know, there's still limits. But it is, you know, it's like when we had him and he was this little thing, like I felt paternal about him, but in a like this is a small life I am in charge of keeping alive. Like it doesn't respond to me. So like I have no way of like interacting with it on a human level, but it's still a life that I'm responsible for. But yeah, no lie. Like it was a couple months before I was like, you know, this is my son who is, you know, a person.
Allegedly.
The jury's still out.
He may be a robot sent to take us over.
Did I send you guys what's at Noah's picture window? What's at Noah's window picture?
I was like, you have a picture window?
Like, I don't know how to answer this question because I don't know this question.
No.
No. So I'm sitting in my room. I think that's a clear one. Yeah. And I hear like this ruckus. And so I live on the third floor and I look down and there's this guy dragging these two like newspaper, like, you know, those free papers they give out in a lot of cities, depending on what city on its different name. But he's dragging those out into the middle of the street. And then he just goes over and knocks a guy's scooter over like across the street. So like you can see in the picture, you'll see the red things in the middle of the street. In the bottom left, you'll see like a scooter. And this guy pick up a scooter. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a city for you. And I went, so I was waiting to see if anyone moved it. And so finally I was like, I went down, I'm like, all right, let me go move these other street. And by that time, some other guys had come up and like, we both moved them back to the side. And I don't know if you guys are on Nextdoor. Do you guys use Nextdoor?
I next don't.
My wife does. I stay off of that because you guys know I'm in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of racist stuff.
More than I like to see.
Yeah.
And knowing how physically close they are. And in some cases, knowing who it is, it's like,
yeah, being in the city, yeah, where I don't generally, yeah, I don't know who it is, but it's interesting to see what people talk about and like the responses of like people where it's just like, you live in the city, suck it up. I'm like, all right, I mean, that's one way to look at it, but also like, I mean, some of it is just like, that's just city life, you kind of have to deal with it, but some of it is just like, maybe that is city life, or maybe it shouldn't be city life.
Yeah, like mentally ill people just walking around. Like, maybe that shouldn't be city life.
Yeah.
Maybe these people should be getting care.
I'm on it, but I'm like, I like to be kind of aware of what's going on, but like, I don't delve into the weeds. I just like, I do like to read the comments because I'm like, yeah, where is this going to go? I'm curious how people are going to like go back and forth about this.
The other thing that really, like I installed it very briefly and then uninstalled it. We were in the process of trying to get speed humps put into our neighborhood because people fly down the hill in front of my house. And so the idea was like, hey, you know, if we put a couple of speed humps in, then people won't fucking do that. And lo and behold, it actually worked. So there were some people on there spreading misinformation about like, oh, like this, it'll damage emergency responders. Like emergency responders won't be able to get into the neighborhood anymore. They'll refuse to come in. I'm like, really? Because like I drive through some of the richest fucking neighborhoods in all of Atlanta between my house and my job on a regular basis. And most of those streets have speed humps. And I guarantee you that when those old ass millionaires and billionaires have heart attacks, that the ambulances find ways to get to their mansions. I guarantee it. and other people were posting things of like our local emergency response being like, no, speed humps are fine. Like there's nothing about that that's going to stop a fire engine from getting to where you are. Like, in fact, speed humps are better than speed bumps because they're more like, you know, you go up and down and that's it. You don't have that like sudden shock to the ambulance. Then there were some people who were talking about like, well, I would, but I've got three like teenage and young adult kids who still live at home, and I know they speed, and I don't want them damaging my car. Like, I'm not saying that made me want to go firebomb someone's house, but I'm not saying it didn't.
I can't do the wrong thing I'm supposed to do. I don't want to teach my children the right thing. So can we not do this?
Yeah. It's like, I know that they're risking everyone else's lives, but I'm concerned that if we do this, then they might also damage something that belongs to me.
We can't have that.
So you're worried about them like scratching up the undercarriage of your car instead of, teaching them right, not lending them your car if they're going to continue to do this, or having a fucking conversation about how they're taking not only others' lives but their own lives in their hands by going 45 in a fucking 25. But anyways, yeah.
At my work, they put in speed bumps because obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But the when they first did it, they put in these like, they weren't speed humps. They were like actual speed bumps. And it was like, you had to go ridiculously slow to not like it was, they're just, they were short and they were tall.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh,
so
like,
you're no gonna, matter, you didn't like, go,
I'm
so like, you're
I'm going 10, the speed limit's 15. And so like, finally people complained enough where they changed them.
I went through the exact same thing at a previous job where, it was like, well, people are speeding through, so we're going to put these things in. Were they the ones where it's like, it wasn't like actually made out of asphalt. It's just like big, like hard rubber things that they just like bolt directly into the asphalt.
I think it was actually made of asphalt.
Okay. Yeah. So we had ones where it was like, it's like these giant, like hard rubber or hard plastic or something like that. Things that just like bolted on. And yeah, like there was no like lip up or whatever. And it was, and they were narrow and tall. So it was like, if you went over them at more than, 5 to 8 miles an hour, it was like you were losing a filling.
And so then like there's like the street in front of all the parking lots, and then the actual where the cars go. So this is the street is what had the speed bumps. Mm-hmm. So people would just drive through the parking lot super fast, which is even more dangerous because that's where more people are walking around. So like, all right, I guess we'll listen to you. Because like at first they were like, no, deal with it, just go slower. I'm like, first of all, fuck you. Second of all, eat shit. Third of all, die in a fire.
Yeah.
So where I used to work, we were in a business park. And so the cafe was like in the building area next to us. So it wasn't the same, complex. So you could pass through like these, bushes to get to the other part. And that's what people do. Cause like, otherwise you're going way out to the street and come back in. And it made sense. But like the parking lot next door, people would just speed through. Like, I'm like, it's a fucking parking lot. Where the fuck are you going so fast? Like you're going to go like 10, 50 feet and then you're going to park. What is wrong with you people?
I'm late, Noah.
Also, I mean, granted, you always look both ways, but like the way you would come through is like you would come through a bush, there'd be cars. So like, it's not easy to see people. So obviously, I'm being careful, but also it's like, if someone's coming super fast, it's like, someone may come out in front of you, slow the fuck down.
Yeah.
It's like,
So the place that I worked at most recently, so not my current job, but the place before that, the building that we worked in had a a driveway that was like connected to the road in two places. So it made like a U shape in front of the building. And there was no parking directly off that driveway. Like all of the driveway or all the parking spaces were like on the inside of the U. But on both sides, it looked like almost like a street. Like it had a median and it was like super wide and everything. So like both of the areas coming off the streets, there was like no immediate connection up to the parking lot until you got right into the building. So I watched several times where people who were like delivery drivers or whatever, I guess they just thought they were on a street because they didn't catch that like all of a sudden it was opening up and there were parking spaces all next to them. So they were driving up to the building like they were still on the street going like, you know, 35, 40 miles an hour. And right when you got to the front of the building, that was when whoever designed the whole place decided like, oh, people should definitely slow down here. So with like no warning or anything, like no speed bumps ahead or any signs or anything like that up ahead, there were suddenly like some very, very severe speed bumps just right in front of the building. And I watched more than one person catch air off of those. Like front tire in the air, lands bottoms out, whole nine. But again, it's like, yeah, you pulled into something. Yes, I recognize you pulled into something that looks like maybe it's a private road, but no, you're in a parking lot. If you looked left and right, you'd see you were in a parking lot.
So people are dumb.
People slow down. You are the only person in the world. And this one, you're not the only person in the world. Pay the fuck attention. Don't block up the sidewalk.
Yeah.
So in the city, there's this thing where like people are waiting in front of businesses to do whatever. But like the way they do it is like they'll wait on either side of the sidewalk, which makes it so like you have to pass like if they just all wait on one side, you'd need to have like a little bit more buffer to get around them. But no, there's like people wait on one side, people wait on the other side. It's like, all right, either go on the street or just pass through you germ, you know, ridden people. It's like, pay the fuck attention.
Yeah. Well, then you get shit like happened in Hollywood, I think on Friday, but where somebody waited in line with a mask on to go to Trader Joe's when it was reopening, goes in and immediately like grabs a basket and takes the mask off and then starts standing like way too close to people on purpose just to provoke somebody saying something so that she could fly into a rage.
What's wrong with people?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, did you say this was Trader Joe's?
Yep.
And then she threw her little hand cart and whatnot.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know that she said something. I didn't know that she started that on purpose.
Yeah. So somebody else who was actually in line, like posted like I saw her before we went in, I was standing in line with her. She had the mask on until she got in. And then as soon as she got in, I watched her take the mask off and watch her start like walking up and standing like way too close to people. And it didn't take long after she got in for her to stand next to a guy who'd be like, hey, put your mask on. And then, yeah, flying into this rage, claiming that she had, you know, some unspoken or like unsaid disability that nobody had the right to ask her about and that it was against some law because of the Americans with Disabilities Act, which is not. And he was like, yeah, so we were outside in the heat for 30 minutes before we got in and she had her mask on and she was breathing just fine.
Also, like, if that's your problem, then right now you just don't go shopping. Sorry, lady.
Figure it out. Bring it out to you. You tell them what you want. Mm-hmm. They'll bring it to your car.
I was downstairs at our local corner store, and this lady was like sanitizing her hands after using like the credit card machine. But she had like a bandana that was hanging off her face, like not covering her nose and mouth. I'm like, really? You worry about other people's germs, but you're not protecting people from your fucking germs? Like you don't see what's going on here, lady?
I like this meme I've seen floating around for a while. I love this Schrodinger's mask, which is both completely ineffective at keeping out germs and the virus, but completely effective at stopping oxygen from leaving and thus making you suffocate. Mm-hmm. It's one or the other.
Yeah. Oxygen and carbon dioxide.
The biggest problem. It's just people hearing you or understanding you, I guess. That I've come across for me.
Oh, yes. Yes. My wife.
My wife.
Oh, wait. You've heard her earlier. The chick who was on here earlier.
You know, what's her tits?
She sent me to pick up Starbucks for her the other morning. And she did the mobile order thing. And so they're like, yeah, did you have a mobile order? I'm like, yeah, Danelle. And so they like, okay. And they hand it to me. And it's not till I get home. And she's like, this isn't my order. Manuel. I'm like, oh, sorry, Manuel. I took your scone. I'm sure Manuel's like, what the fuck? I wanted mine with soy. Who's Danelle?
Now that the shit's in a weird name. That just seems like a lady name. What? What?
No, it would be hilarious if he went up. He's like, Manuel. I'm like, oh, Danelle? Here you go.
Well, he'll be like, wait, where's my croissant? And they'll be like, you only ordered this. Wait, what? What was the name? Oh, no. And yes, I blame the mask.
Yeah.
Also, Starbucks, maybe turn down that music while everybody has masks on inside. You know, yeah. We don't need to hear the fucking Twig and Berry Fart Fest or whatever the shit music you try and sell on those CDs. Just stop it. Stop it. Let it be quiet.
I mean, yeah, especially if people are talking through fabric.
Yep. Exactly. It's like everybody's Spider-Man.
Except they can't stick to walls and there's no web shooting.
Yep.
But it's pretty close.
I mean, you pick the most unimportant parts of Spider-Man. When you think of Spider-Man, you think of mask. That's all everybody ever thinks of.
Yes.
Yep. It's like, mask. Yep. I don't know what else he does, just mask.
That's why I read the comics. I'm like, oh, he's going to wear that mask again.
Yep.
Everyone, if he ain't with a mask, wait, is that Spider-Man? Was that Spider-Man?
I was like, oh, is this... Are they gonna go for like thin light lines so you can tell that it's muffled? Like maybe like drop a couple of consonants in there where it's just all vowels. I want to see not just the mask. I want to know that the voice is muffled. People got to know.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yep. I still regret not getting a Spider-Man mask when this whole thing started. I still can.
Yeah, you can.
Man, live your dream. Live your best life, Tim.
So. My wife got me a couple of masks that that I thought were like oh, these are funny because like they're skull and crossbones, but like one of them like the skull has like a blue mustache on it, and there's something else going on with the other skull. I don't remember what it was. It's in the wash right now. Like looking at them, I was like, oh, these are hilarious. Like I'm going to love wearing them. And then I start to realize like, oh, these may be like, oh yeah, it's another fat suburban dude who thinks like, this is going to make him look like a badass. Like, oh, skulls and guns and blah, blah. So, she got me another one just the same way that has, it's just strips of bacon all over it. I'm like, yes. Then people know what I'm all about. What's he here for? Is he here to make a point? Is he here to be all like White Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter or any of that shit? Nope.
Nah,
bacon. This man's here for bacon. And then we got a care package from my in-laws, and they're like, oh yeah. And we got Andy a silly mask. And I'm like, oh God, what's their idea of a silly mask? And I open it up, exact duplicate of the bacon one that I already had. I'm like, cool. This is Kayla's like, you can't tell him you already had it. I'm like, why not? Like having two is better than having one. Now it means I can wash one and wear one.
Could always use more bacon in your life. Come on.
Yeah. Or you could wear both at the same time and be like, I'm going to take off my mask. And then you have another mask underneath and people are like, he's a comedy god.
He's like Batman. I tried to unmask him. There's another mask underneath.
Should we get to our... Oh, sorry.
You could add little shocking things to it if people touch it.
Should we get to our tan fight? Because we are heading towards an hour.
Yes. Yes. Let's do it up quick.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for Monday Night Tan Fight!
Remember when you said you were going to run these later?
Noah said it was fine.
Okay.
Now I have less work to do later.
All right.
You're welcome, Tim.
Wait, why would I care about him?
Thank you, Tim. Because he's using up extra time to do those things.
Oh, it's fine. I mean, I think we're fine. Okay. We're like an hour in, it's only using up whatever.
So this week, I suggested that we do Elon Musk versus Jeff Bezos, Battle of the Billionaires.
Now, usually we just pick two people to argue. It's been a while since we've done this.
It's normally just been a free form argument.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. We'll usually like argue about, you know, what's the setup, or about where they are, what are they doing. I would say that they're both on a private island, but they've both had. They knew that this battle was coming, that there could be only one. So they've had time to prep, but they're on a tropical island away from like other stuff that could be destroyed of value besides the island itself.
Side note, have you seen Elon Musk's child's name?
I saw what he wanted to name it. And
I mean, that is his name.
Oh, I thought he got the X on that.
Oh,
like no, this is not an acceptable name.
Oh, I don't know. It's well, sorry, Wikipedia listed. That could be incorrect.
Yeah, it's like Alpha Dash 47Q or some shit like that.
Jesus. Well,
this looks like X, and then A and E combined into like one form.
Mm-hmm.
Then A Dash XII.
Stop it.
Yep. Here, I'll sit in the chat.
Fucking stop it.
There, I sit in our the Zencast chat window.
No. I reject that. Yeah. I hope that kid grows up and stabs his father. And I don't mean that in the literal sense. I just mean that in the figurative sense.
He just fucks him over somehow.
Yeah, I just hope he crushes him emotionally. How about that? I hope.
I've been biding my time to crush your emotionally, father.
I already want Jeff Bezos to win this fight.
I mean,
and I don't particularly care for Jeff Bezos.
Yep.
I don't particularly care for either of them, but I guess I'm not going on caring. I guess I'm going on like who I physically think will win.
Yeah.
I got to say, though, in terms of prep time, what's his name? Fucking the guy who just, not Bezos?
Musk?
Yeah.
Yes. He's not going to be able to get any of his supplies shipped to him via Amazon Prime because I'm sure Bezos is going to shut that down.
Wait, who's that going to? Nope.
Oh, we lost your shipment, and then it's going to go to Bezos, and now he's twice as prepared.
So, do they have access to their money, Andy?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they have access to their money. They have access to their various supply chains, their businesses. Yeah, like we're fully like each of these is like a shitty hair follicularly challenged version of Tony Stark.
I was going to say, this is like Tony Stark versus Bruce Wayne. If they're both self-centered, fucking egomaniac bitches.
Yep.
Sorry. I couldn't think of anything better to say.
Clumps.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Clumps.
Come on, Tim. Branding.
That's a tough one. Cause I feel like Elon Musk has his cars and the flamethrower.
Yep.
Jeff Bezos has fucking everything.
I mean, yeah, the flamethrower's not like, It's rather range limited. It's sort of like a blowtorch that somebody took the regulator off of.
Yeah. So it's not like the flamethrower in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Or,
you know, war.
Or what? War. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Does Amazon sell guns, does it?
Amazon sells everything.
You can buy a gun off Amazon?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I was like, let me look. But now my Amazon search history is going to get all fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Pistols. Oh, airsoft pistols.
Okay. But they do sell knives.
Shotguns. Oh, airsoft shotguns.
Now, is it possible that not Elon Musk? Why do I keep Bezos? Is it possible his employees realize this is a chance to get rid of him and revolt and don't help him prepare? All the people he's underpaying and you know busting unions and all that kind of stuff.
Sorry, Bezos, I got the vid.
Yep. So
can't ship your package.
So I actually figured that like once people understand what's going on, that there probably would be a lot of that on both sides because they're both kind of that way. Like they're both union busting assholes. So yes, I expected there to be employee uprisings in both. I think. Elon Musk has more stuff that's like direct manufacturing capacity, although Jeff Bezos has like way more money. So I was trying to figure out like if they had time to prepare, would they also be trying to fuck with each other economically? But Elon Musk does have his family's emerald mines and emerald wealth to fall back on too.
Wait, say what?
Oh yeah, people talk about him like, you know, he's this self-made man, but no, dude grew up rich. Like the whole seeing children playing on the side of the road with a ruby the size of a tangerine. That's how he grew up. He literally grew up like just playing with emeralds like they were like building blocks.
I had no idea.
Yeah, dude is
stanky rich.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think anyone with a normal childhood names their kid A Ash whatever. X Ash A12.
Where do you see the mines thing at?
Who keeps getting error messages?
That's me, sorry.
Bloom. Bloom.
Bloom. I'm trying to be quiet with my typing. Oh, Zambia. Huh.
Yep.
So he's been fucking people since his whole family is about fucking people over.
It's a tradition.
Yeah, so he's got the blood money stuff going for him. So I kind of went back and forth on this because I was like Elon Musk has got the like just the raw manufacturing output to actually like try to build himself, you know, some power armor shit or something
power
with like,
armor. Get out of here.
Something with some weapons on it. Maybe not power armor, but you know, like a Jeep with super thick walls, like something
I mean,
that could keep him alive.
He's got like a Tesla that he can like, although that demo of that car where they break the window.
Yep.
I was like, oops, maybe not.
I was like, this is indestructible.
Oh dear. But people are going to buy it anyways.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Elon Musk could definitely whip up a super Tesla.
Yeah. But I think if they've got long enough to plan for it, Jeff Bezos is like, I think his money advantage is pretty fucking insurmountable because he can just pay people like he can buy all the fucking mercenaries. Like whatever Elon Musk is bidding, Jeff Bezos can outbid him. And I think we get right back into the, like, both of these guys are so fucking rich. They're not going to fight their own fights.
But also like, do rich people have like that easy access to their money? I mean, I guess you're saying that in the time to prepare, they can liquidate.
Yeah. Yeah. If they got time to prepare, they can liquidate.
Okay. I always wondered about rich people is like how much money they actually have, like just access to at any time. And I'm sure it's like a crazy amount.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry. They're fine. I know you're worried about Jeffy B.
Where's he going to get his SpaghettiOs from? How can he afford them?
I hope he doesn't run out of Top Ramen before he can clear a check.
Oh, he's gonna have to get the unflavored one because it's cheaper.
Wealthy people.
Guys, I tried paying rent, but they wouldn't take emeralds.
I don't know what to do.
Or flamethrowers. Or Amazon credit.
Yeah,
here's
I feel
what
like,
here's what oh, I think yeah? happens. The Rock comes in.
What you got?
And kills them both. The world is better off.
I think if it goes down to like whatever happened, whatever, everything falls away and it ends up being hand to hand, I think Musk takes it. But if it's just resources being brought to bear and whoever is better at that wins, I'm going to say Bezos takes it.
Yeah.
Is Bezos smart? Like, I mean, I know he's smart, but like, is he a genius?
I don't know that Elon Musk is as smart as people.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. That's my second question.
Yeah. Cause like he'll put stuff up on paper and on spreadsheets and whatever and act like, oh yeah, I designed this. I drew this. Like, I came up with this idea for Hyperloop. But it's like, you came up with an idea that others have had in the past.
Also, I feel like my stepdad was telling me, like, he stole Tesla from somebody else.
Huh. Did he?
Yes.
Like, there was a co-founder that he edged out? Mm, yes.
Yeah. I think it was somebody he edged
out. It's not ironic.
And I think maybe that guy came up with a lot of stuff, but I can't be sure. I mean, he's talked about it a couple times because he's super into Tesla, so he, like, I think he knows a lot about the history.
Interesting. Well, I hadn't heard about that. But I'm going to go for a dark horse.
Okay.
Which I think Warren Buffett shows up with a suicide bomb strapped to his vest.
Jesus.
And takes them both out for the betterment of humanity.
And leaves all his money to the people.
Yes.
How much is he worth? Is Warren Buffett the richest person?
No, Jeff Bezos is.
Oh, Jeff Bezos. Yep. Okay. I mean, yeah.
So that's it. That's my vote. Warren Buffett kills them both and sacrifices himself for the good of all of us.
Oh, wait, Warren Buffett only has 6.93 billion?
I like that you said Warren only. Buffett only has.
Yeah.
And then you read off a number that ends in billion.
Yeah.
It's just Jeff Bezos is 161.1 billion. Billion. I was like, wow.
I wish I only had a couple billion.
Yeah. Yeah, like I wish I had a billion. Just 1 billion.
I would complain very little.
I think I've said this on the show before.
You know what?
But
I'll make do. Sometimes play the hand you're dealt. Only a couple billion.
Yeah.
I don't want to make waves.
I think I've said it on the show before, but the best way to visualize this difference is the difference between a millionaire and a billionaire is about $1 billion.
That is unhelpful.
Okay. I mean that a millionaire is closer to being broke, is closer to having nothing than they are to being a billionaire. It's not like a billionaire is just like a millionaire on steroids. A billionaire is like they buy and sell millionaires with pocket change.
I mean, my buddy Max was talking about how like it's just multiples of things, right? So like, you know, if I buy like a laptop computer, right, that is like, you know, a significant amount of money for me. Mm-hmm. But for them, it's like it's nothing. And like for them buying a car, you know what I mean? Like it just moves the needle to like such a far extreme that just like, oh, I'm just going to buy a fancy car and that's, you know, let's just like going to the grocery store for, you know, whatever. Let's just like buy a laptop because, yeah, I still got all this much money left. Like, yeah. I mean, yeah, I always think it's interesting how like all these people have this money and like we're like, oh, they should shoot them boys. But I'm like, we can make them. We could like, not buy the shit. We could just be like, you know what? I'm going to go to the local store to get some of my shit. Instead of-
we can, but that's difficult. And there's economic incentives pushing us back to them. Which is they've made all this money because they are cheaper or easier, and we all have limited funds and limited time. But what we also have is collective will and the ability to elect a government, and that government can kind of do whatever the fuck we say it can do. So that's our – so yes, we have power of the bully pulpit, grassroots organizing. I'm not saying that none of those things will work. I'm saying that there's headwinds in the way. But if we vote, if we actually vote and we actually vote for people who will hold billionaires accountable, if we actually vote for people who, instead of just saying, oh, all politicians are corrupt or any of that other like lazy shit, or I don't have time one day every 2 years or whatever it is, or 3 days every 2 years for primaries, runoffs, and generals. If we stop doing that, if we actually voted and we voted for the people that would do things that would help the most people, then it would actually be a fairly easy solve. And it would take fewer of us doing the right thing to tip that needle over than it would be to put enough of a dent into their capital that they would notice us.
All right. That's fair.
I think what Andy's saying is eat the rich.
Yeah. Oh man. Okay. So,
oh dear. Noah, why'd I say that?
Caitlin's aunt did.
So wait, who won? Who did we decide?
Warren Buffett. Cares? That's my vote. No. Really, what it's going to wind up being is, yes, one of them kills the other and none of us win. Tim had it right. No matter who wins, we all lose.
So basically, we're the losers.
Yes, we're the losers. That's the end of it. sorry, I was trying to say that we did lose Caitlin's aunt this week.
Oh, sorry.
It wasn't unexpected.
Sorry that I was making a stupid joke over the top of it.
Oh, gotcha. Yes, okay.
That's the sorry part.
Well, she was like definitely the black sheep of her family. Like very, very, very conservative, Trumpy family, except for her. And she was very much the opposite direction, which caused a lot of friction between her and her siblings and her parents. They still loved her, but like they talked a lot of shit about her. So Caitlin and her, like when they could get together, there were a couple of times where Caitlin's grandfather just like left the room because he would try to say something Trumpy and they would like rapid fire undercut all the bullshit he was spouting because he listened to a lot of like conspiratory bullshit talk radio stuff, like the really far out there shit. So like they'd both just like rip into the thing he was saying, and he'd just give up and leave. So when she passed, Caitlin was like, she was talking about, you know, how much she appreciated having somebody else in the family to talk to relate to. There was other stuff going on, like Caitlin's health stuff. Her uncle has similar health stuff. So she was like, you know, they were always like the people like that. We got each other in ways that the rest of the family just doesn't get me, and vice versa. And she turns to me and goes, you better never be conservative again. Like, you can't go back. I know you used to be it. You better never go back. It's like, what in the past all these years that you have known me has indicated that I might go back? I went from calling myself like a moderate or calling myself like a capitalist with a conscience to being full on all cops are bastards, eat the rich, burn the patriarchy. Like, what makes you think that, like, where have I taken any steps in the opposite direction in the entire time we've known each other?
How'd that resolve?
Basically, it was there. Sorry. Yeah, there was no more. I realized, like, there's no coda to this. It just sort of dropped. She was just like, well, you were before. Yes. Okay, fine. I was before.
All right.
But
we did it.
I guess, yeah, you guys have watched me grow over 2 decades. Like,
watch you grow over 2 bills.
Oh, yeah. Fat joke.
I'm not just wearing that bacon on my face, if you know what I mean.
Andy.
Yeah.
Do you need some aloe vera for that burn?
Ooh, I do. Yes. I mean, I know I said I had 2 bacon masks, but that's a lie because I definitely ate one of them immediately.
You should like hold the mask over some bacon while you cook it, so you can just, oh, it can just smell like bacon.
Oh my god. Oh no, I'm. If I could see my dick, I'd tell you it was hard.
All right, let's be done.
Let's end this thing. Remember, never trust the rich.
Yeah.
Not today. Only 2 children at home.
This week I hate that Russia was paying bounties on U.S. troops overseas. The White House knew about it and responded by trying to get Russia back into the G8. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. Like bounties to kill them?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, now people are saying that, or they're trying to spin it so that Trump supposedly doesn't know about it.
Yes, which means that the White House knew about it and didn't tell Trump. Now, which is worse?
Exactly. I'm like, there's no scenario where this comes out good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, because I posted a thing that was like, okay, so we learned that there were bounties put on our soldiers and the White House did nothing about it. And we've also learned that Trump signed this order to make it to prosecute people fully for defacing Confederate statues, which means this fuck cares more about protecting statues of dead soldiers who fought against this country than protecting actual people who are currently fighting for this country. I think I said, like, so the next time you tell me that kneeling for the flag disrespects our troops, get the fuck out of here with your bullshit.
Yep.
Look at me. I'm as passionate as any about something.
Yeah. Yeah. No, those hollow, empty platitudes of patriotism, those fuckers can eat my whole ass.
Not just a cheek, not just a slice, the whole thing, including the whole.
Yeah.
This is a meal, not a snack, motherfuckers.
Right down to the swampy, sweaty center.
This ain't your grandmother's ass eating.
Yeah, yeah.
Floss your teeth with the butt hairs.
Ooh. Oh, guys, remember how I used to shower after every poo? Not during coronavirus.
Oh my.
Is that a true story?
Which part?
The not showering after your poo.
Do you shower after every poo?
No, I used to, like...
Don't you remember?
If I had time to shower after a poo, I definitely would shower.
You wouldn't even have time and you would do it. We would be waiting for you to go somewhere. You'd be like, oh, I'm going to shower.
Well, okay, so there were also some poos where it was just like, nope, it doesn't matter if I got time or not.
But all you don't need to shower. You just, like, pull your pants down, stick your butt in there, and just get some soap and water. Like...
What? What? That's weirder than taking a shower.
Yeah, that is. Yep. No.
Wait, did I say too much, guys? Did I reveal too much?
Yeah, it's just like as soon as you get into the hot shower, it's like now your body, even if you're not actually sweaty, your body feels sweaty and wet. So to do that and not actually shower, it seems worse.
I just poo bear it. I just take off my pants. Leave up my t-shirt.
Like a grade schooler, just roll your shirt up and tuck it under your chin to keep it out of the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, guys, I've been wondering why my leg is itchy. And remember at the start of this where my cat slid backwards down my leg? There's there's just shreds of skin hanging off of my leg, like little like road rash, where you just get like the little like chunks of skin that have left but are still attached.
Cat rash.
Yeah, I got cat
rash.
Pussy rash. No, that's different.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to stop recording this. And feces.